Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, March 11th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare and share these messages each weekday morning with the express intent of encouraging others and instructing in the Bible. Today's message is titled, No Condemnation. The scripture text is from Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2.
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
Well, if you go to our site today, you'll see a photo at the top of our cat, Dottie, resting. And we've got a little bit of a story to tell about her today and illustrating her message. Dottie is thoroughly domesticated. We picked her out of a litter born to the wild barn cat that adopted us after we moved to Pennsylvania 9 years ago. She does fine except for two things. She sheds, although no fault of her own, and she periodically exercises her claws by scratching our furniture. When all attempts to break her of this destructive habit failed, we finally deported her to the shed last summer. But when winter hit, I just didn't have the heart to leave her out there.
Well, we're trying a new preventive measure, and we'll see how it works. Yesterday, Stephen, Esther, and I worked together, since it definitely took all three of us, to glue some little plastic caps over her claws. They're known as soft claws, and you can find them in the pet stores now. They're supposed to prevent her from damaging furniture, and we'll see how it goes.
If you go to our site, you can actually see a photo of a cat's paw with soft claws, although Dottie has clear ones. We couldn't find any colored ones, but they're sure cute. These are blue. We've raised Dottie since she was a kitten. She kind of seems stuck up, like a lot of cats do, by the way. And as the daughter of a wild barn cat, she doesn't seem to understand the grace we bestowed upon her in taking her into our comfortable home. Every so often, though, she demonstrates her wild roots when she's allowed to go outside. And I should point out in our podcast, we're told to keep her in with the claws because she can't defend herself. But when she's out, she periodically catches a mouse and proudly lays it on our doorstep. Well, if she's expecting Brooksine to cook it up for dinner, she's sorely mistaken.
Well, we think of a parallel to these dead mice in our own lives. The junk of the past that Satan will try to bring back up to the doorsteps of our heart. You know, we all have junk. The biblical writers are so clear and candid. Paul concludes his section in Ephesians on the depravity of man by stating in Ephesians 2 verse 3, all of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. Well, notice that he used we as the first person plural. Paul surely had the possibility of having lots of dead mice thrown on his doorstep.
Absolutely, his earlier years of persecuting Christians. But in our daily text, the Apostle Paul tells us there is now, and I just quote the heart of the verse, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The word condemnation from the original Greek means an adverse sentence. Because of Christ's death on the cross, we are no longer objects of God's wrath, but we are his beloved children. There could be a heap of dead, rotting mice the devil hurls at our doorsteps, and yet the verdict for those who are in Christ Jesus is no condemnation. Could there be a sweeter sentencing for those who at one time were objects of God's wrath?
When we come to God with a contrite heart, he does not turn us away, but instead he delights to show mercy. Micah puts it like this in chapter 7, verse 19. Who is a God like you, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our iniquities underfoot. Yes, you will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea.
Once our sins are buried into the depths of the sea, it is there that we need to envision a no fishing sign. If God does not hold our sins against us, we should not go fishing for troubling memories that place us under condemnation and guilt once again.
Peter proclaimed in 1 Peter 3, verse 18, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God." Well, due to the resurrection, we have also been raised with Christ to newness of life. Hallelujah.
And our question to each of our listeners today is this: do you believe, accept the forgiveness of sin that Christ freely offers? Rejoice and live for Him today. We have a posting to a video of this great hymn of the church, but I'll just quote the first words. "No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in Him is mine. Alive in Him, my living head, enclosed in righteousness divine. Bold, I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own." The great Charles Wesley hymn.
Let's pray. Father, in your compassion, you trample our sins under your feet and throw them in the depths of the ocean to be remembered no more. And yet there are times when we have great difficulty letting go of past sins, to the extent of dwelling on them and getting weighed down by guilt and condemnation. Help us to let go of that which you have forgiven. If we are to remember anything of our past, let it be that which brings glory to you as we share with others that which you have forgiven and delivered us from. May the contrast of our former lives not bring up condemnation which you have freed us from, but instead provide witness that there is nothing beyond your merciful pardon. To God be the glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, what a message of encouragement today. And I'm not speaking of what we've written, but the power of God's Word. We do have several musical links up today. We do have an online video YouTube version of that great hymn classic, "And Can It Be?" Also have today's verse set to music in the Integrity Scripture Memory Series titled "No Condemnation," a nice version. We've learned a lot of scriptures through that series. And in the course of looking for music, I found a beautiful instrumental version of "Here I Am to Worship." I suppose I found it due to the key word Romans 8:1, as I was looking for music on that. But in finding that song, it's so beautifully done and very inspirational. And the song, "Think About His Love." Well, we talked about our pets today, and we know that many of our listeners enjoy looking at pictures of our pets. And today we have a photo just took maybe half an hour ago. They tend to, at times, and not always, lie together, and we have a photo of them laying together underneath our steps, actually, where there's a pillow. We call it Roxy's pillow, but they both use it, and they get along pretty good. We like to think they're good friends. They still play a little bit together, but they're both getting older, and now, apart from some opportunity to go outside, pretty much relax together. Anything else you want to share, Brooksie? She says no. Well, we have a beautiful day outside. We have our chaplain trips today we make. Looking forward to getting out on a beautiful spring-like day. Well, again, we're Stephen and Brooksie Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. That's where you'll find the photos and video links we referred to today. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, March 11th, 2010. Well, have a wonderful day in Christ, and once again, be assured of the glorious truth that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.